Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Patricia Flavin, who's Senior Vice President of Marketing with BoU of America. Patricia, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to have you with me. It's been a little while since we've talked. Actually, I wanted to talk to you. You know, our July issue, we polled retailers, and we asked them, tell us who your favorite suppliers are. And impressively, several years ago when I first bought this business, BoU was a distant third to the other two guys. And you have really moved up to where you're right in there in the pack. I guess you've taken share during this recession. What do you think your secret is for doing so well?
Let me say, Kemp, thank you for the coverage and exposure you gave us in Floor Focus and the retailer survey. And we were really excited to see the feedback from our dealers, because one of our mission statements as a company is not just to be the employer of choice, but is also to be the supplier of choice. And we work very hard to try and become one of the suppliers of choice out there for our dealers. So we've done a lot of things, Kemp. I mean, basically, we have simplified the entire shopping process from a residential standpoint, and developed our line Bliss and evolved that even further. So really simplified the shopping process. Some of the other things that we have done is we have moved and stepped up the heat on the property management area of the business, which is offering a solution to multifamily home owners. And we've also worked very hard with Armstrong on the Builder Solutions program, which is called Fashion Smart. So in all three areas, we're offering solutions to different areas of the business. And one being obviously the consumer residential replacement, two being multifamily, and three being builder solutions. And, you know, obviously the way the economy is going right now, it looks like it's all going to be down the road of remodeling, and we're all going to have to focus hard on the consumer to all drive those margins.
Yeah. Well, let me echo what you just said. I basically would call that from the marketing hat is, you diversified your channel strategy. I think several years ago you really just focused on independent retailers and some on the home centers, and you still have a focus there, but you've also really built up your flank when it comes to your builder approach and your multifamily approach.
Right, exactly. We have diversified our whole product channels and are available to offer all of these to every dealer out there.
Well, one thing that I really compliment you on, I know we've talked about this in the past, is the focus groups that you've done. You said a minute ago you've simplified the shopping process. The only way you can do that is to get in the minds of the consumer, and the consumer is a female. And prime example here, I'm talking to you, you're one of the leaders of BoU of America. You are female, which is unique in this business, and you know, you have,
excuse me for the little giggle there.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's probably why you've been able to easily be empathetic, if you will, to what's going through the consumer's mind as she tries to make her house more beautiful.
Absolutely. And you know, we have done focus groups, and we spent a lot of time, a lot of money, and we have some brand new information actually that we got this year too, so we've been able to evolve it that little bit further. You know, not just from a marketing perspective, you know, I obviously wear a marketing hat at BoU, but I'm also a mother with four boys. So, you know, I'm right there. I'm the demographic. I hate to tell you how old I am, but I'm right there, and I am the consumer that's out there spending money. But, you know, carpet and vinyl are growing at the expense of hard surface today, so we have to really look at ways to talk and speak to the female consumer about solutions for her lifestyle. And, you know, if you look at the dynamics of women and how they've even changed and evolved, they, you know, one of the Harvard latest business reviews were saying that coming out of the recession, that, you know, the increase of the decision-making power of women on home furnishings has increased. So 94% of home furnishing decisions will now be made by women. And so coming out of this recession, she really is going to be an important force in spurring a recovery and at generating new prosperity for not just our country, but obviously our industry. And so as an industry, we really need to be able to listen to her and really hear what she's saying. Because if we don't understand that, and she is 94% of the decision, then how do we improve as an industry, and how do we actually ever get to connect with her?
Well, let's talk about the, you know, as we are slowly and painfully easing out of this recession, what's the consumer looking for today?
You know, the mindset of the woman is, you know, she's not going to settle for products that ignore or fail to fully meet her needs. You know, she doesn't like being stereotyped or segmented by one age or income. And women hate being lumped into an all-woman characterization. So if you step back from the big vision, not even on the floor level, at the dealer level, like from the big vision, from a marketing strategy, one size fits all will not work for the woman of today. Every woman is different. So you have to tap into the solutions and the values that match her particular lifestyle at that particular time in her life. So companies have to really be open to ideas and solutions for her. Taking that even a step further, she's managing her work, she's managing her home, she's caring for children, and the baby boomers, if you look at that now, they're now having to think of caring for their parents. So it's a very vulnerable time for that female mindset. So when she is going out to buy a flooring purchase, the statistics state she may have 1 hour in every 7 years to actually think about buying a flooring purchase. And so as an industry, we have a responsibility and an obligation to simplify that process for her, because recognizing that her head is where it is and that her power on the spend is where it is, as an industry and as a dealer, making tools that are easier for her and simplifying the process so that 1 hour in 7 years that she can come into your store, she can get it immediately. Because what she's looking for is something that says, this product is perfect for your life. But she wants it to be told to her at a glance. She doesn't want somebody else forcing her into it. She wants to be able to believe and trust that that product, be it a pair of shoes, be it carpet, be it hardwood, that that product is right for her. And she has to believe it in her heart and soul that it is. So systems that are designed to speak to her needs, speak to her values, and make her feel respected are very important in this day and age.
What are some of those systems that you support the dealer with?
Well, obviously we launched the Bliss. We'll be showing Bliss for the third year in a row at Surfaces. Right. We're proud to say we have an amazing, I can't even hint, I'll hint at it now, but we have an amazing program coming out in January. But currently, some of our best-selling systems at the moment are the Bliss Healthy Home and the Bliss Soft Sense and the Bliss Stainmaster with Magic Fresh. They were systems designed by women for women. Bliss really is solutions for her lifestyle, so it's tapping into what she needs. We've tried to make it more like other industries, buying clothes, buying shoes, buying skincare. At a glance, tell me what you're giving me for my money. I don't get industry language. Right. I don't like industry technology, warranty, weight, ounces. You know what? Women are not driven by price as much as the dealers think she is. And so, you know, show her your best, position your product, let her touch it, let her feel it, and then give her solutions. Think about things that matter to her. Health, the caring of her family, is at the forefront of her mind. So she carries an antibacterial product around in her pocketbook all the time. She goes into the grocery store, she takes a Clorox wipe and puts it across the front of the shopping cart. You know, we've thought about her before she got there, not only from the color, the shopping process, but we have put items like that into our products, such as antimicrobial, that things that she cares about are in our products. So she can feel assured and safe and confident that we're giving her something that's a little bit extra. We've thought about odor-reducing components within our products, because she's spending money on Febreze and Glade and candles and plug-it-ins. The home fragrance industry is a $7.5 billion a year industry. So she's out there spending all that money. So, you know, Bliss has thought of these things from a name perspective, ease of shopping, innovation. On the dealer floor, she recognizes how easy, simple, and what it's going to add to her life. And that's what's important, I think, to the female. What can you offer me that's going to enhance my life and make things more simple for me going forward?
Okay, so a simple answer to what you're saying is having the right products out there and having the right systems out there for explaining why this product is right for this application. Is that right?
Absolutely. I would show her the good stuff. Start them up there. Let them go back down there if they want.
Right.
But it's like a woman that if you tell her she can buy a dress in a department store in a Neiman Marcus or a Saks Fifth Avenue, which is obviously very expensive and nobody can afford that these days, but we have to go to Walmart and buy a dress, it's the same thing. Put your best foot forward. Yeah. She will go where she needs to go and wants to go and will buy what she wants for her home. It's a beauty accessory for the home.
All right. Let me ask you one last question, Patricia. You know, we've been told, and I know you guys obviously have shelf space in the home centers, and so you actively know about this. With the home centers having this advertising blitz that's kicking off right now, some have estimated that they're going to spend upwards of close to maybe $40 million telling the consumer about which home center has the best carpet. Do you think that's going to actually raise the water level for the whole industry?
You know, obviously, any national consumer advertising will pique the industry. It may help us all. I mean, it may drive, it may raise the positive side of all of this. I think what we all have to do collectively is think about how we can do programs that will support and help the dealers at a local level. We do have programs that will drive consumer to retail at a local level for all of our Bliss dealers.
All right, Patricia. Well, listen, it's great to have you on our show, and congratulations on your success during this recession, and it's always good to hear what you guys are up to. We look forward to hearing more about your Bliss expansions at Surfaces next year. We've been talking to Patricia Flavin, who's Senior Vice President of Marketing with Beaulieu of America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLE.net.